Police in El Paso, Texas, say multiple people have been shot and killed in an attack on a shopping complex. Police Department spokesman Robert Gomez of the El Paso Police said there were multiple victims, but he could not confirm the number of killed or injured. City officials have said there were multiple people killed, but they did not say how many. A spokesman at University Medical Center said it had received 13 victims, some of whom have died. There had been reports of multiple shooters in the incident, but Gomez said so far only one suspect has been arrested.
As of right now, we have one person in custody. I don't know the particulars or if there are more than one. There were initial reports of one, but we have one person in custody. That's the only thing.
Former Congressman and Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke is from El Paso.
Spoken to the mayor of El Paso, DeMargo, spoken to Congresswoman Escobar, spoken to Sheriff Wiles. They are all doing everything that they can. And we're still learning information about this situation.
The White House said President Trump has been briefed on the incident. The president tweeted that El Paso will have all the federal support it needs. El Paso, a city of about 680,000 residents, is in West Texas, just across the border from Juarez, Mexico. Tens of thousands of people once again filled the streets of Hong Kong to protest the government's mishandling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against leader Carrie Lam. Hong Kong police fired tear gas at protesters in Wong Tai Sin after some of them vandalized a police station Saturday. Police also fired several rounds of tear gas to push back a group of protesters who were throwing bricks. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range conventional missiles deployed to Asia.